Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Trackcast. The galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. If you're here in the live studio audience over on Discord, you've managed to figure out which way this Sunday we were going to record and actually have you participate. Yes. Every day.
You used your decoder rings to find us.
Yes, you did. We change it up all the time. It's just who knows what we're going to do. We're trying. Yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're getting in for effort.
All of a sudden, you got totally muffled, Daniel. I don't know what happened. Your audio was perfect just a minute ago, and then it just went to...
We're going to try to figure it out. We're going to be great. It'll be awesome.
Like that.
How's this? Is that better?
Still the same.
Okay.
While Daniel's messing with that, Dan, how have you been this last week, sir?
It's autumn. It's officially autumn.
Yeah.
Leaves are starting to fall.
Test.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Built a fire this morning.
Oh, nice. Cold. Nice.
You know, yeah. Election signs are out, you know. Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice, apple cider. It's autumn.
Yep, definitely.
Hoodies. You know, yep. I like hoodies.
Yep. If I could wear hoodies year round, I probably would. Go ahead, Daniel.
Do I sound muffled still, or am I good?
You're good. Whatever okay. You did, there you are. Don't move a muscle. Just sit back. Yeah, still.
I'm not touching anything.
Hold still for 57 minutes.
Yes.
I don't know. This one could be a longer episode than 57 minutes. We'll see. We had a whole bunch of surprise things hit us this last couple of days at New York City Comic Con. Some trailers that came out, three in total. Surprise. They actually said something about Disco. So we'll get into all of that and more as we get into, get into the news. Right, Daniel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I'm looking at my handy dandy outline here that I made with Post-it notes.
Hold
from
on,
Scott.
Yes.
I can't read it.
Actually,
it's too bright.
Actually, before we get into the news,
oh God, you're
we
messing
should
me
do
up.
Our sponsorship.
Ah. Yes.
That's right. Because we are sponsored by Toy Inc. or Toink.
Toink.
We're Toy Inc.
Toy Inc.
Yes.
Robin Williams is going to come back and.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. T-O-Y-N-K, Toink, where fandom lives. Yes, we are sponsored by them. Dan, I believe you received a gift recently from Toink.
I did. And, you know, one of the fun things about it, the box was addressed to TrekCast, Galaxy's Most Unpredictable Star Trek Podcast, Dan Lombardo, and then my address. So, I mean, that was funny. That was fun. I mean, if my mail carrier doesn't know I'm a geek, they know now.
Right.
So I picked.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
I picked, what is it called? Engineering Star Trek, The Next Generation, 100-piece engineering field kit tool set.
So nice.
I'm going to do my best.
Yes,
to hold this
yes.
up. You know what? Let me take it out of the plastic. You could probably see
your,
it.
Your very best QVC right now.
So I chose this not because I need a tool set, because
you're quite handy with the steel, if you know what I mean.
I don't. I have many tools. But because I mean the case that it comes in that's a 24th century Starfleet engineering case. I mean, that's what Geordi carried around the ship for 7 years.
Yep.
So we'll give you a picture of the back. I mean, it's a functional tool set.
Yeah, it's real tools. It's good, like little house, around the house tools.
Yep, says tools included, one-piece toolbox, 6-inch wire cutter, pry knife, mini suction cup, magnetized bits holder, prolong bar, 9mm utility knife, steel ruler, self-sealing stem bolt, metal pry.
Self-sealing stem bolt.
There's no
self-sealing
stem bolts.
Yeah, where's the emergency hyperspray? Hypospray, where's the...
They should have put something in there.
They really should have.
Just write self-sealing stem bolt. It doesn't have to do anything because nobody knows what they actually do.
Yeah.
Electrostatic ring, suction cup plus SIM card tools, anti-static cloth, plastic pry bar, pry tools, metal pry bar, precision tweezers.
That's to work on some electronics. That's pretty, pretty good.
Spudger, whatever that is.
A spudger.
Four pieces spudger. I don't know what a spudger is.
Is there a plumbus in there?
I don't see a plumbus. I know what a plumbus is.
Is there a power decoupler?
I think I know what a plumbus is. I mean, when plumb is like the opposite of level, right? Level is like this. Plumb is straight up and down, right?
Right.
Is a plumbus something you use to figure that out?
No.
Or are you just busting? All right, then I don't.
I thought you were about to do the sign of the cross with your hand signals.
Yeah. I'm blessing Chad. That's what I'm doing right there.
Pen work.
Plumbus is from Rick and Morty, so no, it's not.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But it's got cable ties and 54-piece precision screwdriver bits.
That's awesome, man.
I mean, you could see it's full of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's full of stuff, but at the same time, I mean, you know, if I go to a Star Trek convention and I decide to wear my 24th century gold and black engineering uniform, I mean, this is what I'm putting my lunch in. I'm going to be honest. I didn't buy it for the tools. I bought it for the case or asked for it for the case. They donated it to the show, which is awesome. But, I mean, this thing looks cool.
That's very cool.
I mean, it's a real...
Wow.
It's a real tool set, but damn it, it's a Starfleet issue tool set. I mean, this has to go in the
shuttlecraft at all time.
I'm going to keep it right here. This is, you know what's going in here? The emergency rations. I'm going to put
yes.
Yes.
MREs.
Yes. Yes.
Gentry
and
the.
Go
ahead.
Tony's got all sorts of cool stuff like that, including some Rick and Morty merch, like Chad was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's where fandom lives, so like they've got ton of stuff.
It is.
Yep.
Gentry over in the chat is saying that we should take that with us to the next convention so we can use it to dismantle the other podcast's booths.
I'm down.
I am all for that. Oh, Lord. You know how... Man.
And I mean, it says right here, meets or exceeds ANSI standards. So I mean, it's legit.
There you go.
Meets or exceeds.
There you go.
Yep.
They had a perfect opportunity there that they missed. Meets or exceeds Starfleet uniform code, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the code is for the.
Oh, it says it says right here, functions within established parameters.
There you go.
Isn't that what data used to say all the time?
Yes.
Established parameters.
Yep.
Yes.
So, Zephram Cochran approved.
If I look excited about this thing, it's because I'm excited.
Yeah. You should be. That's amazing.
I mean, I like stuff like this. Yeah. I like stuff where, you know, not like people collect props. People get all crazy about screen used props. I don't care if it's screen used or not, but I like having full size versions of things from TV and movies. I have a Captain America shield. I have a Batleth. I have an Infinity Gauntlet, and you know, this thing's going right next to all of them. So
nice.
Toink, check them out. Toink, it's where fandom lives. And they're sponsor of the show.
Get one free on drinkware, kitchenware, puzzles, pins, and more. They've also buy, if you get $50 in purchases, you get a free pin and free shipping in the continuous U.S. So that's toynk.com, T-O-Y-N-K.com, T-O-Y-N-K.com. Cool.
Boom.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, ready to move on? News. Now you can move on to the news. Yeah. I'm reading my outline. Yeah. It's like making sure. Here we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, I got to play that again because the sound was down, because I still have to manually do the sound difference right for the intro thing. Whatever. Here we go.
Star Trek news.
All right, hit us.
Just blame it on Robert Stack. It's his fault.
Blame it on the rain. It's always his fault.
So we have got all sorts of news that just came out of nowhere yesterday. Like Randy Orton out of nowhere with the RKO, which means nothing to you guys. But...
Nope.
It's okay. So we
it's probably a wrestling.
Probably absolutely, wrestling it's thing. A wrestling thing.
Hey, are you using a different mic? Are you using a different mic today?
Yeah, I got a new lavalier mic.
Okay, that's probably what it is. But when you're too loud, it cuts out, I think.
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I will try to keep it under control.
Yep.
Take it down a notch.
Don't get so excited.
Okay, yes. The shame. It's just utter shame.
Here's the thing. Yeah. When I hear someone else on this show having audio problems, I can't help but point it out. I have been such an audio pain in the ass for the last few weeks that, you know, I'm like, you know that meme where it's Leonardo DiCaprio drinking the beer and he's pointing at the screen? That's me right now, pointing at your audio.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly, Gentry. You're right. Daniel does look great. I've been meaning to mention that to you last couple of shows, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He does.
Yeah. He does the hair flip and everything. He's got no hair, but he's doing it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Where's the Frosted Glamour Shots photo of Daniel?
In the next Magic Track Cast calendar.
Yes. Yep. I keep getting asked. Yes. I keep getting asked. Where's the calendar? Yeah.
People ask.
Yeah.
I want one signed by Little Ocho.
It has to be signed by Little Ocho, yes.
That'll be the international edition.
Man, I don't know what the deal is with your audio right there. Even when you weren't excited, terrible. it just killed you. It just is this.
I'm gonna switch it to just my regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
We'll play with that too when we play with the Restream stuff after the show.
Do you need me to come over and take a look at your setup? I got this engineering kit over here. I might be able to reroute your audio through the secondary power coupling.
That plastic pry bar that's in that kit will help.
The polarity of my audio.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
that would have been a perfect opportunity in that kit to actually have like a plastic thingamajig that does nothing but call it like the
self-sealing stem bolt.
Or the polarity reverser.
Hydro spanner.
Hydro spanner. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. You doing it all 220?
Doing it all 220. I'm totally confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
That's a Mr. Mom reference. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind. I'll explain later. One of the listeners out there got it and laughed.
Just one.
Okay. And if you're that guy, let us know, because I want to know if anybody got that.
So since we played the news intro 8 minutes ago, the first news story is the Star Trek Picard final season trailer is out and loving every minute of it. According to Gizmodo, it is absolutely nuts. If you go watch it, it's great. There's so much nostalgia and feel goods. We've got so many cool things. We got the return of a lot of our TNG friends, including Beverly Crusher, Will Riker, Deanna Troi, Worf, who is now a pacifist.
Oh my gosh.
They say that in the trailer.
Yeah, I think that's a joke. That's a joke.
I hope so.
For seven years, he had no sense of humor. I'm going to call it now. That's a joke. That's him telling a joke, and for the first time, it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I think that is. But we'll see.
Lord, I hope so.
We'll see.
Because like 5 minutes later, he's throwing fists. So
yeah. He's doing his thing. He's being Worf.
He says it with a mechleth strapped to his back. So I mean,
yes. We also see a couple of classic villains return. Moriarty's back. Laura's back. There's just so much. I even have a piece of feedback that I think kind of fits right now. Okay. So I'm going to share it real quick. Came to us from Taryn, and it says, the Picard Season 3 trailer, oh my god. Just watched that trailer like 5 times. Moriarty, Lore, Enterprise F. Lots of Wrath of Khan vibes. Still cautiously optimistic, but this looks awesome, Taryn.
Hmm.
So,
yeah.
Did you guys get to see the trailer?
I did.
I did. I watched it on YouTube through Facebook yesterday, and this morning I watched it on Paramount Plus. And okay. When I looked it up, I think I looked it up through the Roku search engine, and they sometimes when you find something, they give you suggestions of related things or related actors. And an actor that came up being related to this was Robert Picardo.
Okay.
So I don't think he's in the trailer.
No.
However, if the villain, I mean, there were rumors 2 years ago that he was going to be in Picard, and we never heard anything about it. But if one of the big bads for this season is a sentient hologram, I mean, mm-hmm. it would make sense for him to show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
At some point. So.
You know, I just pulled something up, and I think this will be a fun little game to play. So we had 3 trailers, right? And we'll talk about all of them individually. But we had a new Picard trailer, a new Discovery trailer, and a new Prodigy trailer. So let's play a game. Over under 100,000 views. Okay? Picard trailer.
Over.
Under, do you guys think?
Over.
Over?
Over.
Okay. So currently sitting at 409,000 views. Okay? Yeah. So that's pretty good. Discovery Season 5 trailer, first look. Over under 100,000 views.
Under.
Under.
Both of you under?
Yep.
Yeah.
You would be correct. It's at 90,000 views.
Yeah. You know why? You know how I know that? You know how I know that? I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't watch it either. You know, not to beat this dead horse again, but I don't care. And yeah. I think a lot of people, I read a lot of the comments. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I read a lot of the comments, and a lot of the comments were, isn't this show over? Why isn't this show over? I mean, there was a lot of that. So,
yeah.
Gentry said it was confusing.
It was.
It wasn't confusing for me.
We'll talk about it in a minute. Okay. Star Trek Prodigy, over under 100,000.
Under.
Let's split the vote. I'm going to say over.
Okay. It's under 82,000 views right now.
Yeah.
How many did Discovery have?
90.
Okay, so it's like neck and neck with Discovery. The kids show neck and neck with Discovery, both of which were blown away by Picard. So.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Dan with the sports analysis. Yes.
Yeah. This isn't rocket science. This just isn't rocket science. I mean, we've been beating this dead horse so long that it's already made glue that's been used and are looking for another horse to beat dead to make more glue. They ran out. So it's there just we're disco's done. I don't know how else to word it.
Yeah, so the Discovery trailer was just a quick trailer. There was just some scenes that we're gonna see ahead of time. They looked like there was also some sort of puzzle box they're going to be dealing with, which I thought was interesting, especially in the wake of the new Hellraiser movie being released.
Literally another mystery box season. Literally.
Yeah, literally a mystery box.
Paul
yes.
called it. So,
yeah. Yes.
Mr. Hipster Spock himself called it. So,
yeah.
They can't.
Well, I just.
Is it really? I don't understand.
I just want Discovery to deal with Pinhead. And all the Cenobites and such sights to show them.
I got no idea what that means. I've never watched Hellraiser. Anyway, so.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I don't understand how.
It's a wrestling thing.
It probably, yeah. So. I don't understand how tone deaf you have to be to make yet another season with the exact same type of storyline. Again, when everybody has been complaining about it for years. I mean, how tone deaf do the executives have to be? There must be just enough of an audience to justify it. There must be something there. I don't get it though. I just don't see it. It's just so perplexing. It's as if you watch someone go out and make a mummy movie, and wanted it to be based around this entire cinematic universe of Frankenstein, the mummy, and everything else. And they went and made four movies right in a row, expecting each one to do better than the last. And then, it's just find brick wall and beat your head against it. That's what you're doing. I don't understand.
Well, speaking of a brick wall and beating your head against it, it was also announced that in Star Trek Prodigy, we're going to see the return of a very famous character. Ronnie Cox is returning as Captain Jellico.
Wow.
All the kids are going to learn about a four-shift rotation.
I don't want to talk about it, kids. Get it
done. Just get it done. We're not going to talk about your homework. You're just going to do it.
Yeah.
Take this pad just and go sit in the corner.
Get it done. Prodigy will
fish,
be...
Get that fish out of here.
Yeah. Prodigy will be returning in a few weeks on October 27th. So there you go. We're just right around the corner for that. So, nice. And our last news story. Yeah.
Go for it. I was just going to say, Prodigy is just not a show I can really watch. I tried, and I just can't really. It's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has something for its audience. That's fine. It's nothing. I don't think there's anything really wrong with it. They're murdering Janeway on that planet was hilarious, but there's nothing. I don't find anything wrong with it. It's just not for me. And it's not supposed to be for me. It's supposed to be for kids.
I'll try
so
again
it's fine.
Point.
Yeah, maybe I will too.
I'll try again at some point.
How about we try the when it starts back up on the 27th? We'll just see how that beginning is. Yeah.
Sure.
And you know what? Let's do this. Let's not even watch any of the past episodes. We'll just
start right there
and see if we
can.
Yeah, start right there.
Yeah.
See what happens.
That's what I'm doing wrong, Gentry. Gentry is absolutely right. That's why I'm not into Prodigy. I'm not drinking while I'm watching it. I need to be drunk and then I'll enjoy it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to drunk watch it.
There you go. There you go. Get your sippy cup just like a child would.
Yep. Filled with vodka to make it go quick. Yeah.
I have a plethora of sippy cups in my house. Yes.
If you put any alcohol in them, your wife would freaking kill you.
Probably.
All right, and our last news story comes to us from comicbook.com, and it was announced also at the New York City Comic Con that we are going to get a new comic book series starting in March. Star Trek Defiant by IDW Publishing. It's going to be the stories of Worf and his crew on the Defiant.
Oh, nice.
We also got the lineup of Worf's crew, which is very interesting. So we've got Worf as the head. We have got B'Elanna Torres. We've got Spock, Ro Laren. And playing the role of Loki, we have the android Lore.
What?
Lore is going to be part of Worf's crew.
What?
Yeah.
And when does this take place?
Well, the comic books will be coming out in March.
No, I mean, but where in the timeline does this take place?
I didn't see that. It doesn't specifically say. I would imagine it's after the events of DS9 in that nebulous area where they can just kind of dump everything they want to dump and just let it go.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So. Hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. I don't know. Well, maybe that's why the Defiant wasn't on Lower Decks last week.
It's a good ship. A little ship.
Worf was flying it around with
Lore.
The leftovers from every other Star Trek ship.
That's what it should be called, is the Leftover Squad.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what I thought was funny about the Discovery trailer? Is with Worf, they've made a big deal about his new sword. And how they got the original creator of the Bat'leth to design something new, and it was going to be all exciting, and it's so badass.
You mean on the Picard trailer?
On the Picard trailer. Sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, just making sure we're on the same page here.
And then
it's like,
when he unsheathes the sword, and you see it, and it's just a giant Metcalfe. That's all it
bigger,
is.
Bigger is better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all it is. Yeah. So, whatever.
All right.
So you said in the trailer, you said that was the Enterprise F?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Hmm. Yeah, it's quick, blink and you miss it. It's really quick, but it's
okay. All right.
Yeah. I've only watched it once.
We don't know who the captain of the Enterprise F is at this point.
No, not right now.
Really? Okay.
Maybe we'll find out on Tuesday.
Who's the lady?
I got that Tuesday.
Yes.
It took a
yes.
minute.
Yeah. You got that reference. All right. Yes.
Yeah. It's good. It's going to arrive with the tractor beam and the medical staff. Right,
right.
Yeah, okay. Took a minute, but I got it.
That was a deep cut, buddy. That was a deep cut.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You going to do a 220?
You know, if the pointless allows it.
I'd rather do a 420 than a 220.
And then we can.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. If we're going to go with the references I don't get.
Yeah,
I know it's 220 wire. I know it's for 208 voltage. I get all that. I'm just
look, man. Johnny Five is alive, and I can't wait till he fights Lord.
Boom!
Just gonna mash it all up. Just mash it all up.
Let's throw it all together.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So should we get to the main topic?
I guess it is time for the main topic.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt,
and I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the main topic.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
Round one.
Yes. Fight.
Fight.
Yes.
Love it.
So we got Peanut Hamper.
Yes.
Peanut Hamper.
Peanut Hamper's back, baby.
What a weird episode. I mean,
it was so weird.
It was almost so uncomfortable.
It was so. No, it was uncomfortable.
By design.
When Hawkman starts banging R2-D2, it was just weird.
You wonder if they're going to go there. Then they start to go there, and you're like, oh, man, fade to black. And then they really go there. complete with the screaming, ca-ca!
Yes.
God. I don't know what to... It was uncomfortable. It was weird. I usually watch Lower Decks twice.
Yeah. But
this one, I was kind of like,
did you watch it three times?
Only needed it one time this time.
Yeah.
I watched it. Yeah. Yes, Daniel. I watched it three times. The third time, I made sure I was alone.
I get it.
I lit a candle. It was...
I kept waiting for, like, when are they going to cut away from Peanut Hamper's story and show us the Lower Deckers? Like, when are they going to do that? When are they going to do that? Every scene was, when are they going to do that? And they never did.
You know, it was weird because it was like, is this a backdoor pilot to a Peanut Hamper show that I'm watching? You know, you remember, like, back in the 80s, you'd tune in for, you know, an episode of Different Strokes, and it was just Arnold in the first 5 minutes. And then it was some other family for 19 minutes, and then Arnold for 5 minutes at the end, and it was a backdoor pilot to some other show that didn't get picked up. And every time you saw it in reruns, you were like, oh, yeah, this is that weird episode. That's what this felt like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did that in the original series, right, with that Gary Seven? So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done this before, right? When we had the Vulcan lower deckers.
A completely different show. Yeah, but it was at least still themed with. I mean, I guess you're right. So look, I guess from that standpoint, I don't care if they suddenly do a show that's completely out of left field, that we don't even see our main cast of characters, you know, and it's just something totally different, but still evolves in that universe. I think that's fine. I think that's fun. But this episode really felt like they were all sitting around one night, getting a little drunk, trying to come up with some fun ideas. And when they woke up the next morning because they blacked out, they realized they made 2/3 of this episode and said, screw it, let's just do it. I mean, that's what it feels like. It's so awkward in some places and uncomfortable even, which is funny. And I'm sure they thought it was funny, but it just comes out of left field too far. It's too far out of left field. I don't have anything bad to say about it. It was, I laughed. I mean, it was just out there.
Weird.
It was just out there.
Yeah.
So
the general consensus on the internet is very mixed. Some people thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Some people thought it was just terrible. So this was not a well-received episode for sure.
No, not at all. And I will say this, though, too. So even with all of that said, please don't do it again. But at the same time, kudos for trying something different, right? I mean, not giving
true.
A shit and just going and doing it. Because it could have wound up being amazing and everybody loved it. I think they just missed the mark, you know. I don't know if it's them trying too hard either. I don't think they have to try too hard. With this cast of characters that they have and how they've grown it, they could do a stupid throwaway episode that doesn't mean anything with our four main characters without having to do this. So,
right.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that this came 1 week after the Deep Space Nine episode.
I think
knowing this is a risk, they put it right after the episode where everyone is still high on, you know, seeing the station, seeing the old friends walking around the station. I don't think that's a coincidence at all. And then I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, the big finish at the end was a quick little cameo by Jeffrey Combs.
Exactly.
To remind everybody that
he just paused right there.
He is the glue that holds Star.
Right.
Jeffrey Combs is, you're good now. Yeah, you just for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I would have flipped the release of these episodes, like bring people down to only raise them up. But that's me.
Well, the interesting thing about it, the episode two, is it could fit anywhere. This could fit anywhere in their normal timeline of the season. It doesn't affect it anywhere, right? It could just be thrown in anywhere. It doesn't matter. So, what do we? Okay, so all things aside, because I don't know how much of this we really have to talk about. I think it is interesting, though. Two or three things here that are interesting to think about. Number one is. This society, this civilization of birds, it's birds with abs. Birds aren't real, right? But they actually have a full fledged backstory where they are a starfaring species. They moved to that planet. Mm-hmm. That's not where they're from, right? And so technically, it's not a first contact scenario. So I thought that was kind of an interesting. They went backwards, right? So I think that was interesting. So to recap the whole.
Episode, it is. It is first contact scenario. It's not a prime directive scenario.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Right. So, I mean, that's how the whole episode is set up, though, is Peanut Hamper still stuck out in space from where they left her from last season, I guess it was. It's just her being a smartass for 5 minutes, trying to figure out how to leave. Some scavengers come by, and she gets out of there with a warp drive thing she makes, and she crash lands on this planet with the birds. You think that she's changed her ways.
I've got the official log line.
Okay, go for it. This will be hilarious.
Yeah.
How do you?
So this is episode 307, A Mathematically Perfect Redemption. And the log line is, a wayward Starfleet ensign struggles to find a path to redemption. That's the log line.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
That's as bad as the episode. So
That's Tom Paris's 7-year story arc.
Pretty much.
Yes.
But that's the whole thing about this. That's the second thing that's unique about this episode. Mm-hmm. She's not. She's literally not trying to redeem herself. She could care less. It's all just a big game to her. right? Yeah. All she's trying to do is just get off the damn planet. She doesn't care how. If it winds up with those guys coming or what, you know, whatever, you know, she's completely playing everybody. And she can do that because she's a computer and has no feelings and no emotions. It doesn't matter.
This is a cautionary tale about the dangers of AI. That's what this is.
We should go shut Elon Musk down right now.
Let's get real real. Do you have a peanut hamper in your life?
I have a jar of peanut butter. I don't know what you mean
there
by
that. There you go. Just somebody that might act this way. I think I know people.
Oh, you know people what? That act this way?
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes with peanut hamper and I will solve that problem.
Chaz, I'm not going to repeat what you put in the chat.
For those listening to the audio, I just held up my engineering field kit. And,
yes.
I would disable peanut hamper.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
I don't know why they didn't do that, and they just go and put it in a cage in the Daystrom Institute with everybody else.
Because she's a sentient life form. You can't just and they're above capital punishment. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
You can just unplug them.
Just turn them off for a while.
Yeah.
The tongue into her eye hole thing. Just
yes.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, it was weird.
There's a meme going around saying, "Mom, can we see Avatar 2? No, we have Avatar 2 at home, and it's for people.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird when they arrived at the planet and the you know, they got a bird guy on the Cerritos. The doctor.
Psychologist.
Thank you.
Who is sitting on the bridge again. The ship's counselor is sitting on the bridge.
They got a bird guy right there and nobody made mention of you know, him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He could have been like, "Oh, birds of a feather flock together," and then thrown in some little line in there somewhere, and somebody in the background going, "Birds aren't real." I mean, you know, this is all the kinds of things that
I just, you know,
true creatives like us would think about.
No, not all bird people know each other. You know, it's like something your grandma would say, which you'd be like, "Oh, you know, there's a guy at the store. He's Chinese. Do you know him?" "No, grandma. Not all Chinese people know each other."
yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. See,
yes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get something more back to what we expect next week.
I'm sure we will. I have no doubt. It's a great show. Lower Decks is fantastic, so yes. I have no doubt. Yep. They'll throw in some weird stuff every once in a while, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was just weird.
It was weird.
It was weird.
Yep. Weird. So all good.
Well, why don't we have people put X's in the chat if they want to do feedback, and we can move to feedback.
Yep, we'll move into feedback. We have some voicemails to play this week. Some catching up to do there with some things. Gentry sent me some stuff that I didn't see until I got a polite poke in our Instagram, or not Instagram, there our Messenger feedback talk last night, or chat. Anyway, I need more coffee. It's sore throat. Anyway, not a sore throat,
but
like a dry throat.
Let's do the voicemails first, and then we'll go from everything else.
Yeah, let's do that. Here we go.
Let's enter feedback.
So first,
oh, you know what? Hold on. We should do our ad break real quick.
Yes, let's do our ad break.
Yes.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms
and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, now
there it is. Okay.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Okay, so hilarious. First one, and I've listened to some of these ads we get from Spreaker. It's hilarious. Oh, they're so good. They're so good.
They're all over the map, baby.
They are everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. They're all over the place. Okay, here's the first one from Gentry.
I watched one Bad Bunny video, and all my ads are in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the first one from Gentry.
Good morning. This is Space Gentry reporting live for the Federation News Network. Today's topic, pandering for listeners, Trekcast in Germany. The well-known podcast Trekcast has a devoted and loyal following in Deutschland, and as such, this reporter knew it was time to dig a little deeper into the country and its ties to Star Trek. Star Trek has a long history with Germany, even being referenced in the original series, and that started a lifelong love for many Germans with the franchise. And even though new Trek has emerged, one study showed that most Germans preferred Captain Kirk 54% to Captain Picard's 31%, while Captain Janeway only got 8% of the vote. No word yet on how the tsunami of Captain Pike would have affected this poll. Most German Trekkies live in the north and east of the country, concentrated in Bremen, Berlin, and Brandenburg. The population of Bremen had a 55% increase in interest in Star Trek over the average German, 44% higher in Berlin. One college in Cologne years ago decided to start giving courses on something both practical and out of this world, Star Trek cooking classes. The community college teacher, Helga Schmidt, was a big Trekkie and decided to figure out how to cook up meals prepared on the show. Her Rokeg blood pie and Hasparat must have been absolutely amazing. In Bottrop, North Rhine-Westphalia, at the Movie Park, Germany, Germans have built a Star Trek roller coaster. It's the only officially licensed Star Trek roller coaster, and riders first pass through Federation Plaza, which is over 1,000 square meters, I don't know, 3,000 feet or something, and is complete with a replica of the Enterprise-D bridge and transporters. Ein Schlatten! That's German for energized. And how much do Germans love Star Trek? So much that in 2004, to celebrate their being online for 10 years, German broadcaster Deutsche Welle actually translated their news website into Klingon, along with 30 other languages. For the 50th anniversary of Trek, Air Berlin decided to get in on the fun by setting up a special flight to mimic Star Trek. Cabin crew members exchanged their typical uniforms for character costumes, and the outside of the plane was painted with the Vulcan salute next to the Star Trek logo. For an entire month, the specially decorated plane flew around with special Star Trek headrests playing episodes from the series. They even changed the air sick bags from Spocktuten to Spocktuten, just in case the in-flight meal of Gach wasn't fresh. Of course, we all know that in Trek, Zefram Cochrane was technically over Germany for 1.4 seconds during his maiden flight on First Contact Day. And lastly, it was rumored that Guinan kept several bottles of Gewürztraminer and a case of Riesling behind her bar for any time Picard was in the mood for white instead of his typical red. That's all for this week's Pander. Reporting for the Federation News Network, I'm Space Gentry. Lange leben und gedeihen.
Right, all of that.
That is amazing. That was amazing, wow. Buddy.
He's got a voice. He's got a voice for radio, I tell you what.
Yeah, he does.
He does. He does.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the voice for radio, and I have the face for radio. It's amazing.
I better keep my audio in line, or you guys are going to replace me.
Maybe. Maybe. That was fantastic, buddy. Really appreciate
yes,
that.
Thanks
sorry.
For sending that.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I did not reply to your email on October 6th, on October 6th, and I still haven't replied to your emails yet today. As the guys know, and I showed them in our Messenger chat, I have 1,766 unopened emails just on Gmail alone.
Yeah,
so it's hard.
And I mean, you're the worst.
I am the worst. You know. I'm horrible. I'm horrible. If you want things on the show, you should really email Dan, Yol, at at trekcasttng@gmail.com. He actually reads emails. So, I'm scrolling back to see if I've missed anything about other emails, by the way, because I probably have. Anyway, okay. Chartable. I did miss this. So this will help. So Gentry, good timing, because in the country of Germany, our ranking has dropped 24 places. So hopefully with that, he can boost it back up 100%.
Yeah.
But our dropping of rank 24 spots puts us at what number? Take a guess. Somewhere between 0 and 250.
250.
Daniel says 250.
147.
Damn, Dan. 140.
Nice.
Yeah. We dropped 24 spots and we're still at 140 in Germany.
Oh, wow.
We dropped 28 spots in Great Britain. This is probably due to the audio issues we've had. That's why.
Yes. Yeah. A little bit rough. Yeah.
Yeah. So we dropped 28 spots in Great Britain to what number? Pick one between 0 and 250. Daniel?
200.
Dan?
247.
152. We are still ranked number 152.
Man, I was going to go 147 again. I should have.
Yeah, you should have. You should have. And then, of course, our audience in Brazil does not care about our audio problems. We actually are up one, and now we're at 189 in Brazil. So,
nice, at last.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. So,
I can't wait for us to do a live show in Brazil.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to go down there and do it, too.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. They speak Portuguese, not Spanish, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Took 5 years to get us to Chicago. How long is it going to take to get us to Brazil?
50.
I'm going to have to walk. It'll be a while.
Oh, Lord. So here's one from, here's another voicemail from Wednesday. Oh, yes. I've got to find this too. Okay. So I'm going to play this and then we're going to play a second thing from this gentleman.
Okay.
If it plays, let's go. And of course not. Hold on a second.
Okay. While you're doing that, do you want me to go? I got some feedback from social media, if you want.
I'm ready, but yeah, go ahead, whatever.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, all it is sometimes I just plug and unplug the phone and we're good.
Oh, okay.
Hi, gentlemen. This is Steve in Southern Illinois. You don't necessarily have to play this on the show, but I just have a question. First of all, my question is, when are you going to bring back those hot Christmas cards? They were awesome, and I would love to get another one someday. Let's do that. Second, in my request, it would just be well with my soul if, Chad, you could play just one time for me to play the bumper that I made for you guys. I'd just like to hear on the air one time, and then you can throw it in the artificial black hole that powers all of the Romulan cruisers. That being said, I'll sign off. Thank you. Have a good one.
Perfect. We will play that right now. As a matter of fact, I got to go pull it back up because it's still in. I got to find it.
And who was that?
That's Steve from Southern California. Okay. I think he works at a university, so I think he's a professor. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I know we've played this at least once because I got this initial clip from him back on July 7th.
So Professor Steve.
Professor Steve, yeah. So I know we've played this at least once. Maybe somewhere along the way he missed it. But then again, maybe I told him we'd play it, and then somehow I'm Chad. So here we go.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of
Trekcast.
Nice.
Maybe I haven't played that. Somehow I haven't played that. That is amazing.
Yeah. No, you haven't. That's great.
I don't think I have. I love it. That's freaking awesome. Yeah. I got to make sure that we use that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw that in randomly every now and then.
I will. I apologize, Steve. I could have sworn that I've played that, but man, after listening to it, I haven't. So apologies. Yeah.
That's great.
Anybody who ever wants to make these sound clips, send them in. Make sure that you're sending them to both of us because, you know, again, my other
Chad's
email accounts. Yeah. My other email accounts is 2,200 email addresses or emails I haven't opened. Yeah. So yeah, I am literally the worst. Okay. Next voicemail.
Welcome to Star Trek Lower Decks, Season 3, Episode 7, A Mathematically Perfect Redemption. Peanut Hamper and Birdman, get it on! If you would like your favorite episode reviewed, write it on a post-it and send it to Chad.
Ah, indeed, baby.
So that was a Packlet review, I'm assuming?
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think even the Packlets are like, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
I should get an audio clip of the caca moments and use it, just randomly throw that into the show. Caca!
Yes.
I thought about that when I watched the episode last night, and I was like, I'm so confused. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one drone with another drone, really. You know.
This is true. There's nothing.
That's true.
What do you call? There's no bestiality involved here. It's just two robots. So
when two robots love each other, they just get together.
That's right.
Who are we to judge? Love. I mean.
How dare you? How dare you judge their love?
Oh Lord.
So we did have some feedback on the social media. Shell Rands said. This was about the Star Trek Picard trailer. Will Lore adopt the Soong name as to preserve the Soong dynasty?
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he cares either.
It's all about him.
Yeah.
And him forever because he can never die. So there is only one, Lore.
So have they given up on digitally de-aging Brent Spiner? Because
Lore looks like it.
Lore's looking kind of old.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have a reason for that.
Maybe that's all going to be explored in the Defiant comic book with him and Worf and all that.
It's really a prequel.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of... All right, so the last time we saw Lore, he was deactivated. This is when he was running around, with a pack of Borg.
With a pack of Borg, yeah.
On that planet, and he was deactivated. So we assume that he went... Where? I mean, was he kept in engineering on the Enterprise D? Because if that's the case, he was destroyed in Generations when the star drive section blew up.
I'm sure they shipped him off to the Daystrom Institute just like they would anything else and just ripped him apart and studied him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somehow he got out because what's his name? What's the guy from Into Darkness who made the gigantic version of an Enterprise with the... What was his name? RoboCop.
Yeah.
Peter Welling.
RoboCop did that.
Yeah. What in the world is that, Chaz? Why do I need to see that in the chat?
What's that?
I don't know. It's a picture of a guy with a really big gut using something to press against it. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. We're done.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the two.
Trailer Park Boys.
The two big baddies for Picard season 3, Moriarty and Lore. I mean, both of them, the last time we saw them, they were, I mean, Moriarty was in the Rubik's Cube and he was given to, what's his name?
Not Barclay, but
Barclay.
Yeah. Barclay. Yeah. Barclay.
He was given to Barclay. So same thing. If Barclay kept him in engineering, he was destroyed in Generations. If he kept him in his quarters, he survived because crew quarters are on the saucer section. So I don't know. I'm just interested. I don't know why I circled back to this. I'm interested to see how these two characters survived and how we're seeing them again.
Warning! Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Thank you. Anyway,
so what's weird though is this is one thing I don't like about trailers in general nowadays. Trailers, for some reason, people seem to think they have to take the entire movie and put it into a 1 minute section and that's your trailer.
Yeah.
And so they give up everything. They tell you everything. Like they could have just used Moriarty's voice and someone saying Lore without showing them if they really wanted to go there. But honestly, they could have just not even done that at all. And all they ha- and now why is it that the evil what is his name? Not Goldfinger, but
Goldmember.
Yeah, Goldmember. Yeah. Dr. Evil's right hand henchman lady who loved him is flying a starship. Like, who the hell is this? That's who that is.
Orbisna or whatever. Yeah. That's not her, is it?
That's her.
Yeah, that's her.
That's her.
Yeah.
That's
her. She's going to be the main bad guy.
Well, so we got three main bad guys all into one trailer.
Do we know who she is?
No, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, they said her name. I forget what it is.
It's Honey Bunny. That's her name.
Yes. She's got something against the Picard crew, and she's going after them. That's all we know. We don't know much more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and she's probably throwing Moriarty and Lore at him. That's where Moriarty and Lore come in, is they're throwing those two at him, I guess. But
yeah, they're going to be probably one-offs, like one episode, and that's about it.
So
that's my guess.
Yeah,
it's a
fun trailer from the standpoint of holy crap, but it's also like, wow, show me the entire thing without showing me the entire thing. You just did.
Let me get into this piece of feedback, and then it'll get.
Yeah, sorry. We're still talking feedback, and I'm just
So
we're all
over Ty, the place. Yeah, Ty J said, "I love seeing these characters, but I have a bad feeling that they're going to screw this up like they did the first two seasons. I mean, it's the same people making the show, right?" So, yes, it is the same people making the show, and not. Let me explain this. So, Star Trek Picard season 3 has a new showrunner, meaning the person who runs the entire thing. It is going to be Terry Metalis, who has worked on Star Trek before. This guy has worked on Voyager and Enterprise, and they brought him in for season 3 specifically. So while, yes, Kurtzman and all those guys are still producers, really it's Terry running the show. So I don't know if that helps you guys.
Don't screw it up, Terry.
Yeah.
Come on, Terry, get it together.
Get it together, Terry. This is important.
It's already done. I mean, it's too late.
Yeah.
Whatever Terry's done, it's in the past, and we just have to forgive him right now before we even watch it.
Terry.
And just, I did the same thing as you did.
Yes, exactly. The sign of the cross, Terry. You.
Yeah. I do appreciate, though, when you watch a trailer and then you watch the movie, and the trailer does represent the movie, but doesn't tell you anything other than maybe a slim sliver of the idea. And it leaves something to the imagination. It leaves something there for you to discover, because I feel like all we're discovering in this, all we're going to discover when watching the season is how they piece together what we just saw in the trailer. Like, we know the entire story at this point. Now we just get to watch how they piece it together. It's like saying, I'm going to go and buy a book off the shelf. Yeah, I'm going to go buy a book off the shelf. But before I buy this book off the shelf, instead of just reading a little synopsis, I'm going to read the entire outline of the book. And then I'm going to go read the book to see how that outline gets filled in. That sucks. I wish people would stop doing that.
Yes. So.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, was that from the show with him where he was like, he could read people's facial tics, Chaz? Is that where the Honey Bunny comes in with him? He put a thing in the chat, the on-air chat anyway, on Discord. I'll let him answer me. Because that was a great show. I don't think that's it, though. I think that's before that. Lie to Me. That was an excellent show. I don't know why that show got canceled. I loved it. Well, probably because not enough people were watching it, obviously. But I was watching it. I loved Lie to Me. Pulp Fiction, that's right. She was in Pulp Fiction. The lady who's the captain of the trying to go after Picard and crew.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell that bitch be cool. That's all they have to do is tell that bitch be cool.
Yeah.
Tell that bitch be cool.
As long as they can find their wallet. It's brown leather bound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. Should we bring on people who want to X up?
Yeah, X up in the chat here if you want to come on and tell us your thoughts on anything and everything we've been talking about so far. Of course, Chaz is going to X up. There we go. Chaz,
you're first. Chaz Biz, yes.
Yeah. Chaz Biz, you are now unmuted. Tell us your thoughts, my friend.
Well, that was a very, very, very strange episode.
Yes.
It definitely was Rick and Morty-ish.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, if you watch Rick and Morty, you could see either Morty falling in love with a bird and going to live his life, then Rick messes it up or vice versa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, cause
Rick and Two Crows.
Yes, Two Crows. I'm just happy the bird wasn't a woodpecker or that I've been a little weird. So,
yeah.
It was a strange scene when he pulled out the knife. The dad actually pulls out the knife and starts to scrape the mud off her. And she's like, oh, yes, right there. And to the left a little. She has no feelings. What is this?
Yes.
Well, it's funny because you thought she was going to have a redemption arc. Then you found out, like, nope, she's still evil.
So. She's just horrible. Yeah, she's just a horrible person. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just horrible.
Yep.
She's very unlikable. So.
I kind of liked that, though, honestly. Like, that was the nice little twist that I was kind of like, ah, they stuck to who that character is. It's just a total ploy. Wow. Yeah, throw her in a locker.
And having Jeffrey Combs at the end really was awesome, so.
You didn't have Jeffrey Combs on for a while, so that was great.
So, I have a feeling that Pina Hamper will probably be back, maybe not next season, maybe the season after. So...
Well, if anything, I hope it means we get Badgie back.
Yes, that's and they're thinking that's like maybe Badgie. Well, they'll probably put Badgie in there with Peanut Hamper and Jeffrey Combs. And then they'll all get together and have like some kind of
Super Smash Squad.
Mega. Yes.
Robot Apocalypse.
They'll be the Suicide Squad on Lower Decks.
Yes. Be the new Defiant crew that Worf's recruiting for IDW. God.
You know, that would be hilarious if they trolled, if they're watching that and they see that comic and they're scratching their head and then they just make an episode to completely troll it. That would be hilarious. Yeah. That would be just the best. Like
every leftover character you could probably think of. I'm surprised Barkley's not on that crew. I mean, yeah, Lore, Rolaren and B'Elanna Torres and Worf all together. It's like, this is stupid.
Who was the other Vulcan in Voyager? Throw him in there.
Oh, that's right. There was one.
But it was the other one. Yes,
the other guy. Yeah,
the one that
Vork.
Had on fire.
Vork.
And said, throw him in there. And then Worf's son. Alexander, let's throw him in there.
We don't talk about him.
We don't talk about Rozhenko.
Yeah. And then Wesley Crusher in there. So.
He's a super space traveling wizard now, though. He's a space traveling wizard. We don't need any more Crusher.
But well, remember, according to Wesley, he's the belle of the ball. They all want him on their shows.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
But they just can't figure out a way to fit it in.
They just can't figure it
out. That's like letting that girl down who keeps asking you out. And you're like, I would love to go out with you, but I got this ball game going on and the thing with the, I just can't. I don't know. I don't have any time. I'd love to. I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah. Now, if he comes in at the end of Picard, you know, because it's the final season of Picard and rescues Picard, I'm done.
Is he going to be in this next season?
You're never done. You're never done until we say you're done.
Right.
We are going to suffer, and you're going to suffer right along with us.
It's like a gang. You can't quit. You can't just quit.
You have to, like, beat me out of the gang.
Isn't that what Starfleet is? You can't quit Starfleet. You can't quit the Federation. You can't leave. No. Once you're in the Federation, you're in. You are hooked, and you can't leave.
And then season 3, and you see Raffi, and you're like, oh, please limit her role. Please, please, please do not have her in there. I was like, because the best character in there, they killed off last season with Rios.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you don't have Rios anymore. Now you're stuck with Raffi and Seven of Nine, and they kind of ruined Seven in a way.
We still have all his holograms running around. So he could be back.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
Rios is not only in the past, but he's in an alternate timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not bringing him back.
No, which is stupid. I mean, maybe he just didn't want to do it anymore. I don't know. But why would you kill? I don't know. That just seemed so.
I don't know. Well,
Terry didn't want him. Terry did not want him, and so they got rid of him. Him and Soji.
Yeah.
They filmed season 3, was it before season two even aired, right?
I think so. Or at the same time of filming.
All this stuff's been filmed, and you're wondering, it's like, have they done reshoots or anything? Like, changed up the storyline? Because last season
wasn't... If I remember, because we did the story back when it happened, they literally stopped filming season two on a Friday, took the weekend off, and then came back Monday to start season three.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to do them back-to-back and get them done, which, you know, not to put too fine a point on it or make it sad for a moment, but, you know, how long are we going to be able to have Patrick Stewart being able to play the role, right? So if they wanted to finish it and said season three was it, we better just do it now, you know, before he's unable to do it. Whether that's because of energy or acting or wellness or anything else, or just unwilling, right? And maybe he's tired and done. Maybe he's looked at the feedback of what he helped write for the first two seasons and said, I'm done with this. And he's just put out because, you know, originally I remember back when this whole thing got started and he was invited into the writer's room. He helped write season one. He didn't want all the original cast back with him. He just wanted it to be about Picard. And now look where we are. So...
And
like he took him out to dinner and said, "Hey, you guys aren't going to be in this."
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. Exactly. Which was a mistake.
You just see Worf like his heart just crushed. It's like I wanted a Klingon show so bad.
Michael Dorn over there going, "Give me a pint of ice cream now. He just ruined my life, Patrick."
Yeah. He starts eating meat because he's a vegan. He's just mad.
I'm mad now. Bring me a steak.
Screw it.
All right. Well, thanks, Chaz. Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry. What'd you have?
The disco. What is the mystery box? The Rubik's Cube that she's opening at the end.
No idea.
Doesn't matter.
It's the moment configuration.
It's the Omega particle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you guys do a live show, like where you do a watch along, all three of you, and do it like Mystery Science Theater? And what
do I have to?
Legally, you cannot do that.
Funny, like you guys drink beers, watch the show live, and just either destroy it or like it. Doesn't matter.
Well, we can do that, but we can't show the episode superimposed over it.
Watch along.
Yeah, we just count down. Everybody hit play at you know 3, 2, 1. Hit play, and then we're all watching it and making. Yeah, sure, we can do that. We've talked about doing that in the past. It's just a tiny thing.
Because that would be funny just to watch. Because nobody wants to watch Discovery anyways, and that's probably a way to watch it.
The YouTube numbers show that. They definitely
because
show
usually
that.
Like last season of Discovery, I just had it on in the background because I hated it so much. I was like, I gotta finish Star Trek, but it's just, it was a slug. So
yeah, it'll be a slugfest again whenever it comes up. Okay, don't forget about our sponsor, Toink. Daniel, you've got the cue card to read for that. All the free stuff, cool stuff. I've got the thing I got last week behind me. Scott Bowders sent me batteries to put into it because I didn't have batteries last week. And he sent me the post-it notes so I could have the outline of what we do in order that's right here in front of me on my monitor. So thank you very much for that, Scott. I haven't forgotten. When I first got it, I was like, oh my gosh, this came from Toink. My wife put the thing in the other Toink box and I was so confused. And then I took a picture of it and sent to guys and Daniel's like, hey, Chad, actually read the damn card. It says Scott right there at the bottom. I'm like, oh crap. Okay. but I have that and I'm going to take a little video of me putting the batteries in and having it come on and show you all the sound effects and do all that. I'll have my daughter home with it and then we'll post that up because it's supposed to have these three different modes set and all this cool stuff. So I want everybody to hear it. I'm excited. I can't wait to put it on the door. Then I'll know when the wife and kids are coming out here and then I can minimize all the games and bring up all the work stuff.
There you
go. Let me know if if you have any trouble getting it to work. Because if you do, I'll come over with my engineering kit and fix it for you. Because
beautiful,
I have this.
Try to get in the shuttlecraft and fly on over now, man.
Yeah, So Toink, where fandom lives, they've got free pins if you buy $50 or more, and free shipping in the U.S. They also currently have buy three get one free drinkware, kitchenware, puzzles, pins, and more. You can definitely mix and match as well. So tons of cool stuff there. You know, you can get everything from Rick and Morty to Jurassic Park to Ghostbusters. It's where fandom lives. They got all sorts of stuff.
Toink.com.
All right. Good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anything else we need to cover this week? I think we're good.
I think we're good. We're good. All right. Yeah, we'll be back next week. We got another episode of Lower Decks. It's winding down pretty quick. So.
Love to Germany, Gentry says.
Love to Germany. Yeah. Love to Germany, of course. Yes.
All right, I'm going to hit the outro. Here we go.
And Brazil.
And Brazil.
Well, there you have it. Another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us, get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.